Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Second down and eight.
What's up?
Play action. Purdy. Picked again. Third one. Second for Horn.
Oh.
And this crowd is starting to get restless.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Joe Buck on the call, ESPN, and this is the crossover.
The fellas.
Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, both of whom were at Levi's Stadium last night. What's up, gents?
Yeah, the young and the restless, because I was up there with the young people in the press box. And so Joe Buck, and they're starting to get restless. And Mark can talk about the actual fans, because I was in the hermetically sealed press box eating my second or third dinner at that point.
Out of bed.
I had a lot of finger food. We were in the club.
I told Carter Chickering, who I was absolutely destroying in fantasy, I said, you're about to watch a grown man have 4,000 calories worth of food, so sit back and enjoy. And by the time I had my third dinner and he threw his third pick,
dinner,
they were like, oh boy, like, do you pull him?
It was there.
The young and the restless.
Were they talking about you from the food?
No.
Or were they talking, what were they talking about?
I was yet to throw a pick.
Okay.
I made many a pick. There was a hot dog. Yeah. There was an empanada.
So this was all in the first half.
Oh, yeah. Your boy was hungry.
Goo, you could speak to this. I heard a rumor that the club ran out of Skittles.
Oh,
is that true or false? Because that's a big deal.
I was eating ribs.
Skittles runs with Kittles. You cannot run out of Skittles. It's Monday night.
Yeah,
I know that place, that club.
I was like,
oh my god,
this is the real Thanksgiving.
I've told people so many times, I don't want your club seats because I am not mature enough to handle that situation.
I don't want to be a snob.
No Nancy Reagan for you.
You cannot give
it's
me.
It's incredible.
Four,
you Thank
can't
you, Steiny,
give
just
me
say no.
Four different lines. One has sliders. One has pizza. One has chicken strips, and the other one is some sort of combo.
Enchiladas and tacos,
soft pretzels and Skittles. And tell me it's all free.
Oh,
handle your business.
Steiny,
there's a game going on. I need the whole game in order to, like, I can't. It's too much.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
My buddy goes, we were in a club. He goes, he saw me thinking, do I want the tacos? Do I want the ants? He goes, dude, you know you can have it all.
All of it.
I go,
all of it.
Uh-oh. We're
all
in trouble now.
All of it.
Yeah. My thing was, every time that Brock throws a pick, I go up and get dinner. And I vomited at halftime, Steiny.
Out of bed.
Shasky sent me a text that read, I hadn't heard this word since high school. I was on the mound. The text just read, after the third pick, yank him.
Yank him.
I felt like wind go by me. Yank him. I go, whoa. But there were some people, Will, that were saying that I didn't even know around me. Do you go to Mac?
I got a text from my mom.
Mark?
Yep. Put Mac in. And then she said, where are you sitting? That was the text.
Yeah.
Put Mac in. Where are you sitting? And she misspelled Mac, and I said, we're sitting at, where we are, and I'm not answering.
She loves Mac Dre.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
why.
Not answering the other part of your text, and she gave me an LOL. And then we moved on. But, yeah, here's how I'll say it. Stein, you remember a couple weeks ago? You're like, what if Brock comes back and he hucks like 1,000 picks and they start losing? Now, here's the...
You got on me.
Well, the written... Well, I said I could not imagine a scenario where either quarterback was suddenly that awful.
All right.
And the wrinkle is it didn't lead to a loss. So there's that. But I have to sit here and admit he has now opened the door for this conversation as this goes forward.
Really?
He's opened,
I told you.
He's opened the door. I'm not.
But the coaching staff is not opening the door, and that's the most important door,
right? It's still one game, and it wasn't a loss. And my fun fact of the day, it's going to piss some of you off.
Oh, but you should save it.
But it's a fact. Should I save it? Do you want me to?
It's too late now. You teased it.
All right.
Harold King.
It's a four.
You know how we always do the QBR thing?
Day after I'll never day? Forget yeah. you and Grandy. Yeah. Deals went near.
So Brock Purdy's QBR is higher than Mac Jones's this year, period.
With 8 touchdowns and 7 picks.
That's with last night. Mm. So you, I don't, that's it. I put the platter out on the table and you can eat it.
Dibs, what do you say to
you
that?
You can flip the spread.
8-7, it's and a fact. It's higher than...
It's a fact.
Well, numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
And Brock's winning percentage is better, too.
And
platter!
Yeah, Stein gave me that.
I look at last night, and you look at the opening drive, and he was good. Yeah. They were great, and he was, I think, 6-7, and they scored a touchdown. And then of his next 8 passes, 3 were picks, and then in the second half, he was 10-10. He was perfect. Now,
but they didn't travel far. Yes.
And they didn't have to. And I do think
you saw it.
Honestly, when they look at the tape today, the first pick that he threw, it was a bad throw. It was late, and I don't think Juwan Jennings did a lot to help him. I thought the route that he ran was a little bit loosey-goosey.
But it was in the air a while, Dibs.
It's because it was late. He threw it late. And then the second pick, same thing. He could have run it. He could have checked down to Kittle. He had many things he could have. The third one was on Shanahan. That was a terrible play design. You had no wide receiver to Horn's side of the field. So Horn drops back, and he looks, and he's like, oh.
Free safety.
Free safety, exactly. I could play robber. And then he runs over, and he literally robbed the ball. So for me, Brock bad, Shanahan, terrible play call. Not to excuse Brock, but when he's looking, he's not thinking that the – other side safety, the boundary safety, the corner, is going to run to the middle of the field. But he had no one to cover, so why wouldn't he?
Look, he sucked last night.
He sucked.
My issue is what...
And that's from the president of Brockistan.
And I hear, though, a lot of the discussion today feels macro, and my mind is more micro. I want to know about right now, and that's what I mean by... He's opened the door. To me, last night is not the night where we start going, bad contract. Wait, just hold on a second, because he was awesome 8 days ago, right? So, like, you don't get to – I know there are a lot of people that suddenly want to go, oh, there was last night, and then there was Christmas. Like, was that 2 years ago? Like, this – I mean
– Steiny loves that game.
He was bad in that game, too. I'm not in a macro space on it. I'm in a micro space on it. They'll say it's not the toe. I don't know if it's the toe. Whatever it is, you're 8-4, and you cannot afford to lose games right now.
One might be a death blow.
That's why I say it is only fair to say that in a short term, in the micro, if you come out and Myles Garrett starts making you throw 2 picks on your first
or
2 drives.
Or the conditions, because it should be. They say it could be. There's going to be
or
bad.
All the above. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you've opened the door now, because you can't lose games. They were not going to lose last night, so okay, but you can't lose. You can't be the reason that you lose games.
That game should have been 34-9. I mean, they should have absolutely rocked them. And, you know, you talk about QBR. I love to look at interception percentage, which is the percentage of your throws that get picked off. Okay. The guys who are worse than him right now, Cooper Rush, Jake Browning, J.J. McCarthy, Shedeur Sanders. End of list. Brock Purdy throws a pick every 5% of his throws. And that to me is the alarming part of it. A lot of picks.
Yeah, I mean... 3 in the first half last night.
Throws.
I thought, okay, so the first one, I thought, you know, they're They're showing him on screen, and then he throws it. But you don't know where he's throwing it, you know, till the camera catches up. But I saw the ball in the air, and my first thought was, this guy's going to be wide open. Because just the way he threw it was, you know, I was a little lofted. And then they should, you know, the camera pans, and I'm like, he's covered. You know what I mean? Like, usually it's one of those passes where Niner goes over the middle and they've already created space and they're catching it at full speed and they're going to get another 15 or 20. But he was covered on that one.
Well, by the time he threw it, he was covered.
Yeah.
Had he thrown it on time, he was open. And, you know, Jennings runs a deep in where it's like 18 or 20 yards and then you drive off the corner and then you cut it in. And by the time you cut in, the ball has to be on its way. Yeah. And it wasn't. So Juwan cuts in, and he wasn't really sharp to get in front of Horn, but Horn jumped in front, and, I mean, that's the way that went.
I don't want to be dramatic, but because we were all there, and I was outside feeling just everything, the energy, the ambiance, it felt like the other throws, any throw he made, there was like a aura in the stadium of, is it going to be picked? It was like totally. 3 and 8 passes. And then I felt like Kyle was like, hey, and he didn't attempt one 10 yards or more in the second half, but I felt it felt like when he went to throw it, you didn't know where it was crazy.
That was one of the oddest stadium environments on a Monday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Beautiful weather to go to 8-4. I thought the crowd was some sort of blend of, I'm not going to use the word disinterested, but they were quiet. They were, I guess, maybe scared, right? Like, it just sort of grabbed everybody's Adam's apple, and it takes the wind out of your sails.
Man.
Because you're watching your own offense, and your own offense is supposed to make you excited. And instead,
I'm thinking 40 points.
Oh, I said it on the show yesterday. If they didn't score 30, I thought it was a total F. Mm. And it was.
And you talked about style points.
Yes.
Those were not very stylistic points.
That was wildly disappointing.
Yeah.
So, once again, a Niner fan is stuck between you're 8-4, but somehow you don't feel great about it. And you're quiet and you're not thinking. Like, normally you get to 8-4. And it's Thanksgiving week. People are heading to their cars like playoff fever.
Mm.
And everyone was heading to their cars like,
did we win?
What the hell was that?
Did we win? Like, I'm not sure. Mm. And did you make it in for the first touchdown? Because
No.
I was there.
No, well, hot.
Jennings already popped out.
We did our show, and Mark and the lovely Christy actually drove me with them.
Okay.
And then I actually got out of the car in the middle of a block. Because
I was fearful for your life, actually.
Fine.
I was fearful for my car door also.
Well, your car door was more at risk than me because I had to go.
Okay.
Because they were on the other side of the stadium than the media will call.
Oh, I got you.
So I had to go all the way around the stadium, across the street, down to the Hilton and back and in, and I barely got there by the end of the first quarter, and so you could hear like the foghorn. So I'm like, oh, they're up 7-0.
Here we go.
And it turned out to be a 15-play drive, and it's like, all right, Niners, this is the way you win this game. You go out, you win 31-14 or whatever it is. And by the time I got in there, it was like, oh my God, the pick and, you know, the ball back and like Bryce Young. I'm sorry, Carolina, but you stink. You've had nice games.
Bryce Young,
you've
stinks.
Played well. Yeah, I mean, he well, and he had the one to Tet McMillan, which was a first down pickup, and I mean, the rookie just absolutely flat dropped
it. But he had a touchdown. He could have ran in and threw it to Brown.
I got it.
He could have. I mean, from the one or from the two?
Yeah. What are you? He Dude, got what popped are you earlier. Doing, he didn't bro. Want to get popped again.
Maybe. Well, yeah.
His best game of Jair Brown's career for sure.
He got two.
And one observation I saw that was really good, which is Jair actually was the defender who made Bryce Young throw that ball, then backed up in time to actually pick it.
Man.
So in
Back
other words, he's the one who stopped him from running for the goal line.
Man.
So he decides to throw it, and then he gets back. Into the timing of it was just gorgeous.
Man.
He's going to win Defensive Player of the Week for that effort.
First and goal from the two. I'm sorry, Steiny. If you are Bryce Young.
With
the,
Rico Dowdle.
Right. The one thing you can't do is throw the pick there. I'm sorry,
Steiny. That, no. The fine. He was.
The, that. I'm telling
he
you.
He was hurt.
I'm telling you.
Say
that play
saying.
Was so singularly awful by Bryce Young that I'm willing to say he will never be good because of one play.
Oh, no, he's a backup.
He's,
wow. And he's so small.
Yeah. Well,
you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Check this out. My partner on Sundays, Ephraim, he my other partner, okay. Don't worry. But Ephraim, for years now, Bryce Young, I'm out on Bryce Young, and I'll go, why? Because he looks like he's getting a little better each year. And he goes, dude, it's flat out, he is too small.
Man.
He can't do this. And so he's been saying that for 2 years. I'm like, okay, that's, you know, an offensive lineman's perspective. And then you check out the post-game handshakes last night when the two quarterbacks got together to shake hands.
Did he bring out a stool?
They the exact same size.
Wow.
Him and Brock?
They are the exact same size.
Are you sure that he didn't go full Steiny with the tippy toes?
No, I'm not. I couldn't see the feet.
He's laying with the stool.
But Ephraim,
Burn, we love you.
But Ephraim is a huge Brock Purdy supporter. So I'm like, you got it. Next time we have a show, I'm going to have to pin him a little bit into an opinion.
Yeah.
Because if Bryce Young is too small to play quarterback in the NFL, then how can Brock Purdy play quarterback in the NFL?
And Kittle said after the second pick, he just told him, take a deep breath. But I got in the car, and you tell me if I'm doing too much on the guru computer. But we know Brock's a made man in regard to the contract and what he's done. Nobody can defend last night. But what if I told you I didn't think Kyle did him any favors from the fan base by saying, oh, those were good decisions. Why does that bother me? That Kyle said they were good to, like, just do the, he cannot be that guy, the Steve Kerr.
Right.
And Purdy's okay, and probably, but don't, I don't think that helps
he
Purdy
cannot
from,
be
the,
that
from
guy.
The fan base what by Kyle's saying, saying is, they were good decisions.
What Kyle's saying is that the plays were schemed open and that he threw it late. And he said, he used the expression, a hair late? I don't know what kind of hair you're talking about.
I was thinking about
it. That's a poofy hair.
Yeah, it's more like a mullet late to me.
That's an afro.
That's an afro late.
Yeah.
Like, it felt to me like a little bit more than a hair late, but what I heard him say is, like, the plays were there, and he threw it late.
I love that you're bringing this up, because
it
took me a night's sleep. Like, we go home, you and I were texting about it. I'm like, okay, get on the computer and just like, okay, what's everybody saying about it? Listen to the press conferences. And then I go to bed, and I wake up, and I go, hold on a second. As a fan, is that supposed to calm me down that you tell me that they're good decisions? Yet that means that your quarterback is just uncorking horrible throws. Either the timing's off or they are inaccurate. I mean,
nothing about this is good.
I don't know if I want my quarterback to just be a good decision maker but uncork inaccurate throws. That's Tim Tebow. Wow. I don't want that. So is that supposed to feel good?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know which one's worse. What's worse, a bad decision or an inaccurate throw? I don't know.
A bad decision.
Is it?
Without a doubt. And
Aaron Rodgers, like great quarterbacks, they make that all the time.
Right.
Brett Favre used to do that all the time.
You got to say it the right way.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, his John Madden. That's four every time. I'd rather have a quarterback. I'm sorry, Steiner. I'd rather have a quarterback make a bad throw than a bad decision. And that's where Jimmy G, he just didn't see it. So Garoppolo would get there and he wouldn't see it. Like Brock sees it. And I think that last night he saw it. And on both those throws, he saw it, and maybe he's hesitating. It's a hesitation
sensation. But the ball,
sensation,
like Stanley said, has some loft to it.
Yeah, and we'll get to the Kurt Warner comments. I don't know if we have actual audio.
That blew me away. I brought it up. Yeah.
I mean, Kurt Warner was basically saying that because he throws a feathery ball,
it's
more likely to be intercepted.
You want me to read the tweet?
This was incredible.
The tweet is wild. I was like, well, now
this. His mom couldn't wrote this
right,
any better.
I'm like, this is a take. I have talked often about my INTs, and I feel like hashtag Brock Purdy plays a lot like me. He is mostly really good and makes a lot of big-time throws, but it seems like every miss, which usually is a couple per game, which is actually very good, is an INT, and the D rarely seems to drop any. I was like,
he throws a catchable ball.
I know that's
a catchable interception.
Right, but first of all, I think a lot of Niner fans would be like, I can count up about 12 interceptions that were dropped.
Yeah.
Just right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't think people will agree with that. And secondarily, I don't know. There's so much tucked into that.
They blew me away.
I mean, even Brock said last night that there's too much air under some of the balls,
and
right?
He didn't blame the toe.
Yeah, but a player never will.
Yeah.
They never will.
Speaking of Brett Favre.
Man, Brett Favre.
You see the documentary on him?
Not yet.
It's good.
And you're the big documentary guy. You love a doc.
Well, when sports and documentaries come together.
You don't like them.
No, I do like them.
He likes documentaries.
Yeah, no, but the sport ones, you say, I've seen it, I'm done.
Hoop Dreams is the greatest documentary of all time.
Well, we agreed on that, but the other ones don't attract you. But anyway, go ahead.
I love docs. I'm kind of scared.
The Pete Rose doc, it was good.
I'm scared to watch the Brett Favre one.
Why?
Because like I think I'm going to be so mad.
He's
a half hour in.
Yeah, I don't.
And I don't like to sit down at night and get mad.
Well,
I like to get happy.
Well,
that's why I watch it. You know, I'm like, give me some stand-up comedy. Yeah. Just give me something stupid and belly laugh and fall asleep. I feel like I already know what I need to know about Brett Favre.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm going to like want to peel skin off of my body if I watch a doc on him. Is that true?
Yes, although it didn't focus on him so much, it did, as the culture around him of growing up a great quarterback in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
And then, like, so he was a god down there, even though he didn't go to SEC school. But then he went to the Packers and revitalized the Packers, and so he was always like a star living in a bubble who was just could do no wrong.
Did they touch on the latest drama or no? They didn't even get to that.
The Jen Sterling? Absolutely.
The misappropriation of funds.
So he's
that's
still
it.
Fighting that.
You know,
the Jen Sterling stuff was pretty.
It's a felony as
well.
Oh,
no, not that. I was talking about the funds.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is that was a big part of the documentary. When you, like, you just saying, I'm not talking about the thing with the Jets sideline reporter.
No.
And it's like, he got away with it. Like, there was no fallout from it, even though it was.
Gets away again.
Ridiculously unseemly.
So gross.
Wow, man.
So gross.
Yeah, and she's like not working anymore.
Wow.
Or, you know.
She probably made a bajillion off of him. I don't even know. But, yeah.
But she's not.
So they touched on it, though.
She's not doing great, put it that way.
She's not?
I mean, no, she's not.
Yeah. Well.
Discovered by Brent Musburger.
Baby.
You're
like, I didn't realize that part either, but that was in the
documentary. Is that in the doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Florida State.
Florida State. A camera cutaway to a co-ed with a cowboy hat. Ho, baby.
he said a bunch of co-eds.
Yeah. He said something about enrollment to Florida State just doubled moments ago.
Prince of real man.
He's on the rise.
Third and far.
Totally. Yeah.
You're looking live.
Anyway, the doc.
Yes, you are.
You know, we can look at all the things, and you guys have done a great job of, you know, kind of stoking the fire of the quarterback thing. I think no matter what happens, you go to Cleveland and you know, I don't want to give the pick away, although I'm 9-3 on Niner games. You should know that. I had it yesterday again. I said it 5 months ago. This game on Sunday is a scheduled loss.
But Cleveland, they can't afford one.
Yeah, they can.
Detroit's on their board, and Detroit has
they can afford it.
It's not about what you can afford or can't afford. Cleveland's defense is nasty.
Oh, they're real.
You don't rush the passer, and they have a running back who he can get
but
some
against
you. But you
didn't mention Shadour. This is his second start. They might be able to. I got you, Dibs. No, no
was,
doubt.
Yeah, he was.
But you feel like they can afford a loss. No, that's crazy.
I can't afford it, but this is one that I think is set up for them to have a hard time.
I agree with all of you. How about that? It's set up to be
Detroit's
difficult.
Detroit's not in the playoffs
I agree with you that they kind of need it. but what will happen if they don't get it is that we'll pivot and we'll go, well, now you just need to either beat the Colts
Detroit's
or the Seahawks.
Got some hard games, too.
They do. Yeah. Chicago has the hardest schedule in the NFL.
You think they could slip? Or Tampa Bay might be in trouble. I told Stiney.
Well, it doesn't matter because one of those teams is going to win the division.
Either Tampa or Carolina. Yeah.
One of those teams is going to win the division, and then it's eight teams for seven spots, and Chicago has the hardest schedule in the NFL the rest of the way. Here's another fun fact. I just texted this to the guys because you love how the math is there.
Someone, that's my thing.
Explain this to me. This is great, okay? This is the current percentages, playoff chances for NFC teams.
Oh, give it to
them. Okay.
Yeah, this is fun.
Rams, 99%.
They're in.
Book it.
Philadelphia, 98.5.
Yep, they're in, but they're flawed.
Seattle, 89.8.
Must I like the good. Chances, yeah.
Tampa Bay, 89.3.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, three more to go. Yep. They're going to win. All right.
49ers, 81.1.
Well, damn. Okay.
Green Bay, 78.9. Detroit, 70.6. And Chicago, 68.9. Here's my problem.
What's your problem?
Those are north of 68% chance to get in. I just named eight teams. Unless the rules get changed between now and then, one of those teams, they can't all go. They're not allowed to. That's eight teams.
It'll change.
Yeah, somebody that has a 67% chance or higher is not
going
to make
it. It's not going.
Exactly. Chicago is at Philly on a short week, at Green
Netflix.
Bay, home to Cleveland, home to Green Bay, at the Niners, home to Detroit.
Exactly. That's their schedule.
That would be 1-2-5 of the six with winning records, and then Cleveland, a team that can straight up mess you up defensively.
I would low-key be surprised if Chicago got to 11 wins.
I'd be surprised if they got to 10.
Maybe.
But they've done a lot of work already, right? They're eight and three.
But I do think that 11 is what you need in in our NFC, Steiny, as you like to say.
Our league, on our station.
Which one? What station
What's
is that?
What's our station?
95.7, the game.
Okay. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.